think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Canada in the news because the Trump administration talking about tariffs on Canada and Mexico as well. However, Canada's in an unusual place right now because the longtime Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is stepping aside eventually. I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady. She writes the America's column for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. Eventually is the key word here. Mary, a very good evening to you. Justin Trudeau was popular and then he wasn't. And right now there is an election underway, not for the prime minister, the premiership, but for the leader of the Liberal Party. Justin Trudeau has delayed any decision-making about the next election because he dismissed Parliament and now is the government himself until elections can be held, and I presume that could be as late as May. This makes Canada unusually vulnerable. Do I read you correctly, Mary? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. Yeah, I think one of the main points I was trying to make in this column is that this is a very bad time for Canada to be without strong leadership because Donald Trump is threatening to start a trade war with both Canada and Mexico. And there's a small chance that he won't do it, or he suggests there's a small chance he won't do it, if Canada delivers on some of the issues that he has taken to them, and that would be illegal immigration and fentanyl. So, you know, you need a prime minister who can go to the parliament and get the money he needs to spend more on borders or law enforcement or whatever it is that would help him negotiate with Donald Trump. And he doesn't have the capacity to do that right now because he has suspended parliament, which is a little bit different than closing it. But basically, when he resigned on January 6th, he did not say to the governor general, I am closing parliament, and therefore that would trigger an election that would be held in 6 weeks or something like that in a normal parliamentary system. But he didn't do that. He said, I'm resigning, but I'm not stepping down. And he said, I'm going to suspend parliament until March 24th. And once we come back, then, you know, there will obviously be, if the minority New Democratic Party gets together with conservatives and gives them a no confidence vote, then that will trigger an election. But that delays the whole process of an election until at least May. And that would be the earliest. The scheduled election is October, but if there's a vote of no confidence in the parliament, it could come sooner, and it's expected that it will come sooner, but it can't come before parliament goes back into session and does this vote of no confidence, which would be late March.
And if I read you correctly, the pause, Justin, the prime minister says, is because he needs his Liberal Party to choose a new leader with him stepping aside. That won't happen until March. This all, again, suggests vulnerability because the Liberal Party has ruled these last years as a minority party. In other words, they've needed another party to have 50%. But the candidates are Chrystia Freeland, who was deputy prime minister and finance minister until she resigned in a fury, and Mark Carney, who has been the Bank of Canada's governor, the Bank of England's governor, Do they, either Freeland or Carney, represent a contender for the future, or is this going to be an opposition party choice?
Well, it's interesting. There's a lot of speculation about that because both Chrystia Freeland and Mark Carney would have to be described as sort of elements of the Trudeau government. Chrystia Freeland, obviously, because she was deputy prime minister, and she was also the finance minister until December when she resigned. Mark Carney has tried to frame himself as an outsider, but he's very much of the establishment. He's an activist in the Green movement. He was a UN envoy for climate issues. And he's been an advisor to Trudeau on the economy. He's also a former central banker, both in Canada and in the UK. So Mark Carney is saying, I'm an outsider, so I'm not Trudeau. You know, you can vote for me because I will be changed. But he's really sort of part of that whole system as it is. And even though those two are troubling when you think about how unpopular Trudeau is, the other people who are running are sort of not household names. So I suppose that, you know, liberals who are voting in this primary on March 9th will have to, you know, make a sort of a devil's choice about the least worst option. But I don't think any of them are going to be incredibly popular.
The polls point to a new name in Canadian politics to me, Pierre Poilievre, who is, despite the French name, multilingual and speaks a very good cowboy coming from out west. He's not only doing well, he sounds as if he's Ronald Reagan Jr. What's an association that makes sense in our politics, Mary?
Yeah, Poilievre is a conservative, and he's also pretty young for a politician. I mean, he's middle-aged. He's like 45. But for a politician these days, that's young. And he has been very outspoken against the Trudeau government. So, of course, you know, the way Parliament works, as the leader of the Conservative Party, he's often speaking on the floor of Parliament for the Conservatives. And he's got a lot of, you know, traditional, I would say, American/Canadian conservative views on social issues. You know, he was very outspoken during the COVID crisis because Justin Trudeau tried to use sort of the heavy hand of government to force things like vaccinations, all the kinds of things Americans understand, because having lived through COVID here, it's very similar. Trudeau tried to force vaccinations. Trudeau is very activist in the green movement, very much against the fossil fuels industry, both oil and natural gas. And so that made Poilievre popular among conservatives. And, you know, it looks pretty clear that Trudeau has lost that battle. Canadians got sick of the kinds of things that Trudeau did, like trying to freeze bank accounts of truckers who would not agree to his COVID policies. And again, very negative on developing infrastructure for oil and gas, which is important because that's one of Canada's great comparative advantages, right? So the economy has not done well under Trudeau. And here comes Poilievre, who's saying, I'm going to be different in all these ways. And that's made him pretty popular. Now, I should give a little warning, which is that, you know, there's people who aren't going to vote for him because he is this outspoken, as you say, cowboy. I think that might be a little bit too far, but, you know, an outspoken center-right politician, and he can be pretty acerbic. So he's going to have to walk that line. Remember that what happens in a parliamentary election is that all the conservatives are running in their own ridings, right? And if you get a majority of conservatives, then Poilievre becomes the prime minister. And so what might happen, possibly, is that you again get divided government so that Poilievre wins a plurality, but not a majority. So he would have a minority government and he would have to try to get some help from somebody across the aisle to actually get things done.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, writing of Canada's election eventually this spring. I'm John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.